law to approve the Second Citizen Initiative petition and failed to consider earlier court decisions, but that the separation would violate Indigenous peoples' treaty rights. Leonard's conclusion says that there was an error of law rendering the chief electoral officer's decisions unreasonable. So for folks who somehow haven't heard about this, the Danielle Smith and the Alberta separatists are trying to remove Alberta from Canada, which is, I mean, they're stupid, and then there's this stuff. So, it's just wild, and we're gonna get into it here a little bit. So, Alberta NDP leader Naheed Nenshi said that he believes Smith needs to accept the court's decision and move on, because, of course, Danielle Smith would like to appeal the decision. So, Nenshi says, Premier, call off the referendum and put this to bed. The petition is dead. This referendum is dead. The Sturgeon Lake Cree Nation argued the government violated Treaty 8 by changing the law to make it easier for separation petition to proceed. It's just truly insane. This coverage here comes from May 14th. Jason Markusev, Danielle Smith and Alberta separatists, no clear path is left for referendum after the court loss. So for this last torrid year in Alberta politics, so much seemed to be building toward a separation referendum this fall. Premier Danielle Smith eased the rules repeatedly for a pro-separatist petition to succeed right before a court first ruled against the petitioners in December because of constitutional issues. Her government rewrote a law to make that moot. So Danielle Smith and her government rewrote a law that was unconstitutional to make it constitutional, essentially. So she scheduled a series of other referendums on immigration and constitutional reforms on the 19th, making the de facto, quote, save the date notice for that much more consequential ballot question. If Alberta's independence vote had become a big rig hurtling relentlessly towards its destination, Justice Shana Leonard's ruling against ruling this week proverbially bombed the key bridge en route to October 19th. Hilarious to invoke the truckers in that. I have to give Jason Markusev from CBC some serious credit. That is extremely funny. So, like we said, Leonard's quashed the separation petition, and it's 301,000 unverified Albertan signatures. She sided with the Athabasca, Chippewayan First Nations and the Blackfoot Confederacy by ruling that the government had failed its duty to consult First Nations before setting Alberta on a process that would substantially impact Indigenous treaties with Canada. There would be no obligation for the court to hear appeals on an expedited basis to accommodate Smith's hope for a October 19th referendum. And Rath told the CBC News that he'll ask for a legal stay to allow Elections Alberta to verify that those 301,000 signatures are actually from Albertans, because that's another thing, folks. The Albertan separatist movement has a lot of American interference in it. Imagine that. There is a long-touted plan B for the separatist group to persuade Smith to circumvent the stalled petition process and have the government call a separatist referendum itself, as it's done for 9 other questions scheduled for October. But the lawyer who won the decision suggests that the Alberta First Nation could quickly challenge a government order referendum with the same duty to consult argument. So what they're trying to do here is remove Alberta from the country of Canada without consulting the Indigenous groups that they have treaties for, which is such a, like, little baby doesn't understand the government plan that I'm baffled that Danielle Smith is in charge of an entire chunk of our country. It is, like, it is stunning to me that this person has the ability to make any kind of change when they so clearly and fundamentally don't understand the government that they are in charge of. It is truly insane. And the idea that they did not consult indigenous people before doing this shows you so clearly and so plainly the complete disregard for indigenous people that the Alberta government has. And I mean the Canadian government writ large also, but we're talking about Alberta right now. Interestingly, there is this there is a poll here on this from the Janet Brown Opinion Research poll. If a referendum were held today on whether Alberta should separate from the rest of Canada, would you vote for or against it? So all Albertans, 27% were for, 67% were against, and 6% were not sure. UCP voters, 57% would vote for, 34% would vote against, 9% would vote unsure. NDP voters, shockingly, 98% would vote against, and other party voters, 89% would vote against. So clearly, and I mean, look, I know that these polling things aren't like 100% accurate or whatever, but like this is such a clear sign to Danielle Smith and to her government that the people of Alberta actually don't want this. Yeah, 300,000 people have said that they might want to, but like, I mean, it's truly bananas. So Smith has spent a year channeling those independent believers into that one direction towards separatism vote that they, not she, would put on the ballot. Now, those same 301,000 unverified Albertans who signed the petition with a promise that it would lead to an independent vote might be channeled into a different direction, trying to push Smith out of the job. Separatist leaders have been encouraging their base to join hers and become UCP members if they weren't already. With that, they'd pressure her with an ultimatum: call the referendum or they'd call for her head. Danielle is literally facing politically what I consider an existential choice or an existential turning point in her leadership, Rath said. When past Quebec premiers scheduled independence vote, it was because they believed in the cause. Smith says that she opposes separatism and has professed that she wants to petition signatories' wishes to be respected. Critics, however, will accuse her of calling the referendum for the sake of political self-preservation. But if she does call the referendum herself and a third judge quashes it, that pair would that pair of events rankle both the majority of Albertans who don't want to separate as well as the majority of her supporters who do. The premier has said her caucus and cabinet will make the decision on the next steps after Leonard's legal blow to the referendum push. Their meetings are next week. So this week, if you're when you're listening to this. I mean, so Smith says she doesn't want it, but she's doing it because that's what the people want. But the people also don't want it. So what are we doing? And this truly, like, I don't really understand how we can think this kind of separatism is a good idea. We watched what happened with Brexit. We've watched what's happened in Quebec. Like, and at least like this piece said, at least in Quebec, they actually believed in it. Like, I don't think separation works, given the structures that we have in place right now, but at least the Quebecois believe in it. I mean, Jesus Christ. And now we've got Carney negotiating with Danielle Smith on a pipeline, which I guess I do also have to get into at a certain point. But like, are you under the impression that if Alberta is part of America or is its own country, that things will get easier for you? Because it absolutely will not. And I cannot believe we are still having these conversations. And it's really funny because we watch, you know, news out of the US where politicians do absolutely insane things, like kind of like this, I guess, right? They will do these outlandish things and we all point and laugh and say, how ridiculous. But here is the Alberta premier showing that she doesn't know how the government works. And look, I'm not going to pretend to be some kind of political expert. I barely know how the government works. I know that it doesn't, but I'm also not the premier of a province. So what the hell are we doing? And, you know, it's funny. Danielle Smith would be a real good thing to point to if you were trying to argue against the democratic process, because this is what it looks like. And if you're in Alberta, I mean, it's not going to be good enough to ignore this. You have to take some kind of action, because they're going to continue to do things without consultation and break the law or change the law. I mean, you got to do better. You guys got to get her out. It's crazy that she's in charge and is able to do the things that she's doing. So anyway, that is that. Danielle Smith is wrong and bad. So there you go. And if you're an Alberta separatist, I mean, I can't imagine why you would listen to this show, but like, pull your head out of your ass, because it's a stupid idea and you need to just let it go. All right, we're going to listen to some Kneecap to really drive away all the remaining right-wingers who might be listening to this show for some reason. This is Big Bad Mo. It has maybe the best beat on a track I've heard in a minute. It's been playing nonstop in my head. It's from their new album, Finians, which is so good. So check it out. This is Kneecap, Big Bad Mo on Sirmus Radio.
Tiptoe, hang and start, you watch the show. Tell the first year, draw on first, it's coming, can't.
Kneecap, Big Bad Mo on Syrup Moose Radio. What's going on, folks? I mentioned before that Carney and the Mark Carney and Danielle Smith have reached an agreement with each other about pipeline construction, which I wonder what Danielle Smith thinks would happen if Alberta was its own country or America. What would happen to that deal? So that's pretty interesting. So the federal government, this reporting, CBC, Michael Woods, Darren Major, the federal government have advanced a climate and energy agreement that could see construction of an oil pipeline to the West Coast start as early as September 2027. Prime Minister Mark Carney and Alberta Premier Danielle Smith made the announcement on Friday in Calgary. The agreement builds upon a memorandum of understanding that Alberta and federal government signed in November that includes a plan to increase Alberta's industrial carbon price, though at a slower pace than previously projected. The agreement would see Alberta submit a proposal for a new oil pipeline to the Major Projects Office by July 1st, and the federal government designate it as a product of national interest by October 1st. And perhaps the most shocking of all, I agree with EB about what his response was, which is that he says that Carney is rewarding bad behavior, which is true. Danielle Smith is actively undermining the supposed, priorities and sovereignty of the country. Look, I don't care about borders or countries. I don't care. However, these are the things that our premier is supposed to value, or our prime minister is supposed to value. So to see what's going on here is so clearly a child is throwing a tantrum and dad is just giving in. It cannot be the case that the projects that get prioritized in Canada are those where a premier threatens to leave the country, EB said in a statement. I agree with that. 100% I agree with that. I don't think we should be building more pipelines. I think it's ironic that this is part of the government's climate plan. What is it? Yeah, climate and energy agreement. I think that's truly disturbing how completely incorrect that is. But again, this is what we're talking about. This is the conversation we're having. I'm having the conversation on the terms of what exists and not on what I would like to see. And in this specific instance, yeah, I agree. We should not be rewarding someone who stamps their feet and says they're going to take their ball and go home by giving them, by allowing them to destroy the rest of the country. It's truly just like, I can't get my head around what we're doing. And I guess that's the point. Because who cares? Who cares? Nobody in government actually believes anything. That's what I have learned watching the government do things like try and handle a pandemic. The government doesn't actually believe anything. And anyone who says that they do is clearly a liar. And what do we gain? Are you under the impression that these pipelines will feed money to your pocket? Because they sure won't. All of this stuff exists to enrich those who are already rich, give power to those who already have it, and the rest of us just get to, cross our fingers and hope that maybe it'll be our turn next, and it won't be, ever. So, shame on Mark Carney, shame on Danielle Smith, and let's you think that I'm somehow pro EB, shame on him too for other reasons that we're going to get to in the next hour when we talk about AI data centers. Anyway, we're going to listen to some Canine right now, and then we'll come back when that's done. This is Doombringer by Canine, and it accurately represents how I'm feeling at the moment, I think. So enjoy it. We'll be right back. Fire Tools with Codename _ Sparkly Lagoon Landline featuring Lipsticism. Before that, Canine with Doombringer, and you're listening to Syrup Moose Radio. What's going on, everybody? We have been talking about the ineptitude of the government, as I am wont to do. And I thought now would be a good time to chat about just a couple of the other things going on, let you know what's coming out, we'll just do some plugging, I suppose. So you're listening to Syrup Moose Radio. This show airs primarily its home base on 93.9 FM CICK. It also airs Wednesdays on 88.7 FM CFUR, Fridays at 8 p.m. on Untidy Radio, Saturday 1 a.m. on 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario, Sunday at 12 a.m. on 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, and then a repeat at 9 p.m. on 93.9 FM CICK, and of course on Mondays on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby. I am looking for a Thursday show. I would like to have dominion over this entire week, and right now I do not have a host for Thursday. And I should mention, I did just recently win an NCRA Crabo Award for syndicated radio show. So you could have an award-winning, multi-award-winning show on your station. All you gotta do is give me that Thursday slot. I don't have a ton of live stuff coming up. Unfortunately, my show that was going to be at the end of May has been postponed. My next booked show currently is Midsummer Music Festival in July. Which is okay. I think that's fine. It'll be exciting, and I hope you'll come and check that out. I will obviously be relentlessly talking about it as we keep going. May 29th, Syrup Moose Records has a double release. You can check out Etches by One-Eyed Ancestor and The Power That When Wielded Corrupts by Venereal, both coming out on Syrup Moose Records May 29th. And then in June, on June 26th, Glory Days, the EP from Canadian folk punk Kyle Burnett, will be releasing June 26th, 2026 on Syrup Moose Radio. Quickly, a huge thank you to the folks on the Spotlight podcast for featuring Your Bones Are Always Wet from the upcoming Megafauna album. I am really excited with how that album is coming along. I have got a few more songs to work on, and that'll be out in September, which is so far away. I want to give it to you now, but I must make you wait. What else? Anything else that I've been posting about? I don't think so. I don't think so, folks. We are ever so slowly approaching the end of the first hour, so we'll probably try and get one last song in there if we can. Well, maybe not. I think I'm just going to have to talk the whole remaining 2 minutes. I will let folks know the first issue of Skulk is out. Skulk is my zine celebrating the arts and culture of the Skeena and Bulkley Valley. you can check it out over at themarsh.ca/skulk. And I am currently and always accepting submissions for the next issue. I'm very excited. I would love to get started on the next one, but I've received no submissions. You can still order some if you would like from the coffee shop, but please send your submissions, syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. You can also check out the first issue on themarsh.ca/skulk. Thank you again to everybody who contributed to that. I think it's very cool, and I think it turned out really well. And I want to do another issue, so let's get moving on it. At this point, I'm thinking it's not going to be a June issue. Maybe July. And if I continue to not get any submissions, I'm going to probably have to open it up to the whole North. And I really was hoping to keep it Skeena Bulkley Valley, because I know that there are so many talented folks out there, and I would love an opportunity to share their work. I think Prince George gets a lot of the attention. It's not a criticism. I just think it's true. And I would love to be able to shine a light on the folks up here. So, if you're listening to this and you want to send me art and you live in the Skeena Bulkley Valley, syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. You can also send me physical submissions if you want. I have a P.O. Box now, so that's kind of fun. P.O. Box 488, New Hazleton, BC, VOJ2JO for physical submissions to the zine. It's gonna be good. So send me your art. All right, folks, we are hitting the end of the hour, so we're gonna cut.